Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 218. It is the week of December 10th, I guess, 2015. I'm coming at you from Ashland, Virginia, the center of the universe, and I've got a special episode this time around. I've got Bobby Gill on the line via Skype. He is one of the co-founders of the Cupid's Undie Run, which has been around since 2010, has raised about $8 million for NF and the Children's Tumor Foundation, and it's now in about 36 cities, and I've got Bobby here to talk about it. One of the big things here is that he is on the cover of the December issue of Runner's World magazine, which will be on newsstands for just a few more days, but you can still find it. And so we're going to talk about the Cupid's Undie Run and talk about what it's like to run in your underwear. So, Bobby, welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming along.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's great to be here.
All right, so you're one of the co-founders of the Cupid's Undie Run, and you're a marathoner and ultra marathoner yourself, but you kind of hung up that to, and you're doing this full time now that it's in 36 cities, all really what, the same two weekends in February. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So, like you said, I used to be an ultra runner. You know, we actually used to hail from the same area. I used to run a lot in like the Massanutten Mountains out in Virginia, Virginia Happy Trails Running Club. But yeah, I ran a lot of ultras. A couple of years back, you know, a lot of 50Ks, 50-milers, 100-milers, did pretty well, you know, got second place in the Old Dominion 100. I've run the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim
in
about 10 hours, and my beer mile PR, which is my most, my crowning achievement, I would say, is 6:58, so that was it used to be fast at one point in time. But yeah, in 2010, I started an event with some friends called the Cupid's Undie Run. And it's kind of how the name sounds. It's an underwear run, and Cupid, you know, it's Valentine's theme, so it's around Valentine's Day in February in the freezing cold. So, you know, it's an excuse to get out there and do something a little different and, you know, drop trowel, run around your city in your underwear, and there's a big party before the run and a big party after the run. So, you know, you get a little bit of liquid encouragement in you to get you out there and warm you up.
And so it's evolved into a major charity. I mean, anytime you're raising millions of dollars for a charity, that to me, that's something pretty significant. It's for NF, which is neurofibromatosis. Can you explain a little bit about that is and how that's personally connected to you?
Yeah, sure. So neurofibromatosis, or NF, is a rare genetic disorder that happens at about 1 in 3,000 births, which really isn't that rare. That's like 2 million people worldwide. But it causes tumors to grow on the nervous system, and that can lead to deafness, blindness, paralysis, severe pain, all kinds of nasty stuff. But my friend's little brother had it, and so that was kind of the impetus for us starting Cupid's Undie Run, is that we wanted to do something for him. We wanted to raise money for the Children's Tumor Foundation, but we didn't want to do like your normal 5K or happy hour or whatever. We wanted to do something that stood out. So this idea of a Undie Run and big party in the freezing cold, just, I don't know, it seemed like too good of an opportunity to pass up. So we ran with it, and it's been far more successful than we ever could have imagined.
So right now, so that in 2010 when it started, I'm guessing you started it in Washington, D.C., just running around town without, a quote, permit. Is that what I read?
Yeah. We came up with the idea, and we had about 5 weeks between when we came up with the idea and when Valentine's Day hit. So we didn't really have time to go through all the official channels. So we kind of followed the it's better to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission mantra. And so that's kind of how we survived in year one, which turned out to be great. You know, DC had just gotten hit by a huge snowstorm. So there was like 3 feet of snow on the ground, and we had 650 people show up. We raised 10 grand.
That's incredible.
Like, holy crap. What did we just do? Like, this is amazing. So, you know, since then we've continued to grow it in DC, and then we started adding on new cities. This year we're going to be in 39 different cities, and we should raise about $5 million.
That's just incredible. For something that started off I did some of the prep work for the interview, and I read that it started off just with a little photoshopped cheesy flyer that's now grown, I guess, to, you know, multiple shares on internet sites and whatnot to get the word out, especially, you know, like the podcast here. Hopefully people get that word out. So you said it's now at 39 cities?
Yes, there's 36 in the U.S., and then we have 3 in Australia as well. So it's become a pretty monstrous thing that we definitely didn't set out with that being our plan. You know, we set out with the idea of this sounds like a fun party. Let's put this on, and hopefully we'll raise some money. And, you know, it's just been going really well. So we've just been putting our full effort behind it and, you know, riding this wave to see how far we can take it. And, you know, it's continuing to grow. So we're just going to keep doing that.
So you mentioned one of the co-founders, little brother, I guess that was Chad's younger brother that had the disease. And you mentioned there was some mention somewhere in some of the material that it's a very uncomfortable situation to be in. And that was one of the ideas, I guess, for running in your underwear, because that's obviously uncomfortable for
him. Yeah. So Drew, to back up a little bit. So one of the co-founders, Chad, his little brother, Drew, had NF. And the type he had was the one where it constricts on the myelin sheath of the nerve, if that means anything to anyone who's got a biology background. But essentially, it's causing severe pain the entire time. But, you know, these people with NF, they've got hundreds of tumors all throughout the body that can be, like, pressing up against vital organs and, you know, maybe causing some disfigurement or things that look that, you know, it's like a physical deformation. But it puts these people in very uncomfortable positions. And so we kind of realized that, you know, yes, going outside and running in your underwear is going to be a little uncomfortable, but it pales in comparison to what those with NF have. So, like, the least you can do is, you know, put yourself slightly in their shoes and, you know, show your support for them by going out and doing this crazy thing that means so much to them, because it does raise such a huge amount of money. I mean, the money that we are raising now contributes about a quarter of the Children's Tumor Foundation's annual budget. So, like, it's a pretty big chunk of change that we're able to contribute by doing this stupid idea of let's run around.
Now, the run itself is approximately a mile, correct?
It's like a mile and a half. We like to say that it's a brief run.
It's pretty good. And so for each venue, it looks like it starts and ends in a bar, or do you have a centralized warming area for people so they can party a little bit and be warmed up, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it starts and ends at a bar. So basically, you know, we find a good spot in whatever city we're in D.C., you know, in all the past years we've run through Capitol Hill. And so we just find a bar or multiple bars, and then we just pack everyone in there. And so the party starts at noon. A lot of people, right as they're walking through the front door, they're, you know, taking their pants off, getting ready to start the party and aspect of it. And then the run is at 2 p.m. So they have 2 hours to warm themselves up.
Okay.
And then we head outside and we do our thing. It's not a competitive run. You know, it's not timed with a chip or a bib or anything. It's just get on out there and have fun. You know, there's people like run, you know, people jump on people's shoulders or doing like human pyramids, or like there's inevitably, like, someone starts like a chain of people doing jumping jacks or burpees in the middle of the street. It's just madness out there.
And your briefs of choice apparently are red with white trim. Is that what I saw on the internet?
Well, yes, it's all over the internet. I mean, I guess it depends on, are you asking day to day or on race day?
I would be asking on race day. I'm not really interested in the other.
Yeah, race day is my red briefs with white trim. Those are my go-tos.
And so when you do the other co-founders join you for the run, or are you the one that kind of leads it and they're in the background? How does that work?
Oh, no. It's all of us.
Oh, good.
Well, so the three co-founders, myself, Chad, who I already discussed, and Brendan is actually the one who came up with the idea of Cupid's Undie Run and posed it to myself and Chad. So Brendan and I are in Washington, D.C., so we lead the D.C. run. And then Chad is out in Denver. So he is out here for the Denver run. So, you know, now that we're in, you know, all these different cities, we've kind of divided and conquered.
Oh, it's just incredible. I mean, to look at the list of the cities, you know, Atlanta, Miami, Washington, D.C., Virginia Beach, Orlando, you know, Philadelphia, just to name a few. Some pretty cold venues for that time of year. And it's I guess 2016, it looks like it's going to be on two different weekends, one on each side of Valentine's Day. It's just that how it worked in some venues.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we try to put them all on the same weekend, but, you know, every city is a little different in what their permit requirements are. So, you know, as long as it's in February, that's all we really care about, you know, to get the Cupid's Valentine's theme across.
So did you ever think you'd make the cover of a magazine?
No way. This was a total shot in the dark. Like, I never in a million years would have thought this would have happened. Honestly, it was I found out that there was a cover search contest, and I was like, yeah, we're going to get Cupids onto the cover. And I pitched it to some of our team, and I was talking about – I tried pitching a few of our volunteer race directors who are big runners themselves. And everyone was just like, no, man, you need to pitch your own story. Like, you're the co-founder of this. You're the former ultra runner. Like, it needs to be your story that's on that cover. So I was like, all right, I guess. And put it out there. And as luck would have it, the judges liked the story. And, yeah, I made it till the end.
So did they come out and take professional photographs, I guess?
Yeah, well, so the cover is actually, we went up to a photo studio in New York City. So they brought the 11 finalists up there, and then we all went up and had our professional photos. It was funny, like, we all took our photos, you know, in, you know, the contest is sponsored by ASICS and Tag Heuer. And so, you know, we put on our ASICS clothes, we've got the nice Tag Heuer watch on, and, you know, we're standing there, you know, taking photos in regular running clothes, you know, like we're stretching or running. And then for me, they're like, okay, that's great. Now let's get you in your underwear and let's take those photos. So I'm like, oh, okay. Things are about to get funny.
So how many, what's the kind of the average amount of people that participate in each one? I know that it's gonna fluctuate, but that has to be pretty big to be raising that kind of money. Is everybody, I guess not everybody hangs out at the bar before and after, but I guess a fair amount do.
Yeah, most of the people hang out at the bar before and after. There's some people who will show up, you know, just, you know, right around 1:30 for the 2 o'clock run. And that's totally cool. You know, it is a undy run after all. So you've got to come out for that part. But in terms of how many people in each city, it definitely fluctuates. We've got some smaller cities, you know, we have to build them up. So like year one's a little small. So, you know, those might be around 400 or 500 people. But then some of our bigger ones like DC or Detroit or Cleveland or Philadelphia or New York, those are upwards of like 2,000. So, you know, not a bad number of people. All told, we'll have about 25,000 runners this year.
Wow, that's just incredible. So do you you register ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Through the website.
Online, you know, when you sign up, that gets you entry to the run and to the party. And then it creates a fundraising page for you, and you can fundraise if you want. That part's totally optional, but you know, obviously we highly encourage it because we are a charity run.
Right.
And you know, you can win a lot of cool stuff. Like if you fundraise $100, you get the underwear and the socks that are made by Sock It To Me. That's our underwear and sock sponsor this year. If you fundraise $250, you get open bar. So that's kind of like a really big draw for a lot.
Yeah,
of
that really would be a good incentive.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because it's like you're fundraising $250. It's not like you're paying $250 out of pocket for this. This
right.
is like you post the link on Facebook, like, hey, donate to my Cupid's page. You get a couple donations. Boom, look at that. You've got open bar all day for Cupid's. You got a really good day ahead of you.
So over the years, what have been some of the funny stories that kind of that you recall? Maybe somebody showing up in inappropriate type of underwear?
Well, so you know the Hash House Harriers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, clearly the Hash House Harriers find our run very attractive. So they showed up in year one, actually, and there's this group of guys, and they're like, yeah, we're going to streak it. And we're like,
oh, boy.
Did you miss the part where we said that this is for the children's foundation? Like, no, that's not going to happen. They're like, sorry, we're not wearing any underwear. We can't. And we're like, all right, well, there's a CVS, like, couple blocks down the road, so why don't you go down there, buy some Depends. And so they did. They went to CVS, they bought some Depends, and they ran in their Depends. I mean, I guess, you know, you think of Cupid. Cupid's like this little diapered baby with wings, so I guess they were just, like, channeling their inner Cupid.
That's pretty good, and plus they serve another purpose, too, when you run in the Depends.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to make that stop.
Cool. You're gonna, Yeah, exactly.
Well, it looks like the Cupid's undie run puts the hilarity in charity. I saw that slogan. That's pretty good, and there's definitely no better exposure than getting you on the cover of Runner's World. I guess you made the cover of a magazine, but then lo and behold, it's in your underpants.
Yeah, exactly. That's the epitome of exposure right there.
And of course, the article's in the December issue of Runner's World magazine. Do you think you'll ever do any other marathons or ultra marathons again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just one of those things where the organization's been growing so much. And, you know, so Cupid's Undie Run as a whole, we've been expanding to new cities, but we also incorporated ourselves as a 501c3 nonprofit. So we're building this organization, and, you know, we'd like to eventually have other programs that we develop, and we want to be in it for the long haul, essentially. So I'm doing the best I can to help build that so that, you know, we can be this driving force for research for a long time. But yeah, hopefully once things get a little more steady and sustainable, I'll be able to focus a little more on hitting the trails and getting out there and running. I'm actually moving out to Denver, Colorado at the end of the month.
Oh, so, wow.
I'll have much easier access to mountains and trails.
Yes.
I'm super psyched for.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. Well, you definitely tap it into a market. There's always going to be people that are going to want to run and show their body off. And even some people probably running that probably should be covered up. But who am I to judge?
you don't have to be in shape. We don't care about that at all. It's a judgment-free zone. Everyone's welcome. It's just all about getting out there and having fun and, you know, doing whatever feels right.
All right, so interested listeners can go to cupidsundierun.com. Has all the information there. There's lots of drop-down menus with plenty of information. And I believe, is that where the, isn't there a video also there? Is the video when you got selected for the cover? That's also linked to that, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's in the blog,
The
blog section of the website. But yeah, that's a video that Runner's World put out. It's like a 6-minute video that kind of shows the whole process.
All right, well, if you just stand by a second, I'll talk to you a little bit after after I just kind of close here. So everybody out there who's listening to the podcast, check out cupidsundierun.com and get to know Bobby a little bit better and some of the other co-founders and see why they're putting the hilarity and charity and raising funds for NF and the Children's Tumor Foundation. So, Bobby, I'll be right with you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And there you have it, interview with Bobby Gill. I got to say, that's the first time I've ever interviewed anybody that's been on the cover of a magazine. I haven't seen the cover yet in person. I've only seen the images of it online, and it's pretty cool. I'm going to link to as much as I can at ashlanddave.podbean.com. That's the main website for the podcast. A couple things that I kind of wanted to go into something in the interview, but I didn't. And one of the co-founders of the race, one of Bobby's friends, mentioned that his younger brother had NF. And that guy's name is Drew Leathers, and he passed away in August of this year. And that's something he didn't mention in the podcast. I wasn't going to bring it up. I just didn't really think it was appropriate while I was talking with him. But Drew was an adult, and he puts a real face on that disease. And I've never really been a big, when I run, you know, I've never been a guy that raises money unless it's something that's really kind of close to home. I did something back for Boston when we raised money for Scott Menzies, who ran in his wife's honor. But this thing kind of, you know, I got approached about interviewing him for the podcast, and I thought, you know, these people thought that the show would be good enough to talk to him and spread the word, and so I felt very honored to do that. Wasn't really clear in some of the material that I reviewed, but I think Bobby's doing this full time, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's moving to Denver to promote this run and work in the foundation full time, and it's certainly, have a lot of respect for that, for someone who's going to do that full time. He's obviously got the organizational skills to spread this through all these cities, and we only mentioned some of the cities earlier in the show, but Atlanta, Austin, Baltimore, Boise, Idaho, Boston, you know, Los Angeles, Detroit, Seattle, Virginia Beach, Washington, D.C. I mean, that's just naming a few. It's all over the place. True testament to his ability to motivate people to go out there and raise money and do something fun in the process, which is really the easiest way to raise money. So, Bobby, my hat's off to you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about the whole thing. And I'm going to try to link to as much as I can at ashlanddave.podbean.com if you're interested in learning more about the Cupid's Undie Run and going out there and raising money and running in your underpants. If you look at some of this stuff online, people are wearing all kinds of stuff. And I thought the whole idea of running in Depends was a pretty good idea. Those are really good for road trips, too, if you happen to be in college and you have pledging your fraternity. Depends are really good for road trips, but that's a whole separate story that I'm not going to go into right now. So what I would encourage you to make a donation to the foundation if you want. You can go to cupidsundierun.com and handle that, or even participate in one of the runs. They're all over the country. They're the weeks of, or the, they're being held on February 13th. And February 20th of 2016 in various cities around the country. As you heard Bobby say, 36 cities here and 9 in Australia. That's 39 cities doing this, and they're expecting to raise millions of dollars, which is just outstanding. I can't imagine being involved in something that raises that kind of money. If you listened to the show before, you've heard me talk about organizing and directing the 10K that we have here in the town, and that, you know, that raises several thousand dollars. I think 1 year we raised almost $20,000. And, you know, that's just minuscule compared to what this guy's up to. So my hat's off to him big time. It really is. I have to say that again. It's just so much organization. And so that's why I think he probably does it full time. But if he doesn't, man, it's just incredible to hold a job and do that as well. So check out everything you can about that if you're interested. It's about a mile to a mile and a half run. It's a fun run, like you said. Nobody comes in first or anything. It's just kind of a big party. You party before, you party after if you want, and then you do the run, and it raises money for a good cause. And Drew Leathers is the one that puts that face on it, and I'm sure there's plenty of others. I think he said 2 million people worldwide. That's really not that unusual to the people that are affected by it. So thanks for listening to this special edition of the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids. Y'all have a good week, and I'll be back later this month with a special message of peace.